Welcome everybody to the meeting this evening, and hopefully everybody can hear me clearly, and everyone should ensure the mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item. Now, we do have members in the chamber, but also via Teams, so you have to use the chat facility for me to let you in. If you want to speak, if you just indicate using the Q for question, C for comment, P to propose, and S for second. And please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat so that we're aware this is an active decision and doesn't indicate connectivity problems. Okay. So do we have any apologies that anybody wants to record tonight?
Councillor McKevitt.
McKevitt, yeah.
Councillor Burgess.
Councillor Burgess. Councillor Casey. Okay, and item two, do we have any declarations of interest? No? Okay, so item three will be taken in closed session, okay? So it is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 4 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to any consultations or negotiations are contemplated. Consultations or negotiations in connection with any labour relation matter arising between council or a government department and employees of or officer holders under the council and the public may be by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So if we could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Proposed by Councillor Gallagher and seconded by Councillor Moore. Do you want to make a comment? Okay, no problem. Okay, so if we just wait to go into closed session then. Okay, so just to comment on what was agreed in closed session. Around item three, the trade union dispute update. So it was after a recorded vote, which was recorded 11-4 and 2 against, we are considering the local pay offer in full and final settlement of this current dispute and approve. To note the cost implications as set out in the report and to agree to an efficiency programme as set out as paragraph 2.6 of the report. Okay, so that will wrap up the meeting this evening. Thanks everybody for their attendance.